This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's Congress members have a message for the IRS. Do not tax Tabor. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The entire congressional delegation has written to the head of the IRS. They're urging the agency to treat Tabor payments as non-taxable income, as it has done for the last 30 years. The bipartisan push comes after the IRS told Colorado residents who received a refund not to file their tax returns until the agency decides how to handle those payments. Colorado lawmakers say the message will cause Coloradans unnecessary stress as they prepare to file. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID-19 cases fell below 200. That's the lowest number since mid-October. But more utilities are reporting increasing COVID levels in wastewater. That includes some bigger metro Front Range communities. About a quarter of all Coloradans have gotten the vaccine targeting the Omicron variant. That includes around half of Coloradans older than 65. Faculty at Metropolitan State University of Denver have been preparing for a reduced workload starting next fall. CPR's Paolo Schelsetter reports the proposal comes during a time of financial uncertainty in higher education.
The university's Board of Trustees have opted to delay implementing the plan due to questions over its finances. Marissa Molina, a trustee, says the state's funding model and a lower student population at MSU Denver makes it difficult to approve an expensive initiative, even if she wants to support an overworked faculty.
We're still not at a place where we are being funded in the same ways that other institutions are.
State funding for higher education increased last year, but leaders said it wasn't enough to prevent more tuition increases. I'm Paolo Schelsetter, CPR News.
Come find more on what's going on around Colorado today at CPR.org. Stay tuned. Up next, it's The Takeaway.